was practically raised by the same grandpa. I seen him probably a little bit more every day than he did, but when he did see him, we had to fight over him. But anyway, some of the first people started, how would you say it, influencing Seminole people was his father. His name is Junior Buster. And how he started this, began playing instrument, I have no idea, but it had a heavy influence on his son named Paul Buster. And I think at the same time, it's influencing Paul's son. So coming from the Big Cypress Indian Reservation, I think he still calls himself the Cowbones. Paul Buster.
Cypress Indian Reservation to my mom and dad. Thank God they're both in heaven. And, you know, I was influenced, like James says, to my dad's radio. He turned it to Grand Ole Opry most of the time, Fridays and Saturday nights, and I was entertained by it when I was still a little boy, and kind of grew up on Hank Williams music. You know, I like folk music too, and I write folk music as well as the tales and stories of the Florida Seminole people. And I got a little bit of Hank Williams in me too.
Yeah. of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in the cowboy band. Mama got my first guitar in the bell when I was two or three. Now I'm kind of crowding 40.
About love. Freedom's just another word for nothing left for me.
I'll be sharing the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I do. And every night you keep me from the cold. And then somewhere near the Salinas, Lord, I'll never slip away. Looking for a home, I hope you find. I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday. Body close to me. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to live. Nothing ain't worth nothing but a praise. Being good was easy, Lord. My best sack of gold. But if that was good enough for me and my baby, yeah.
Cowbone band from Big Cypress Indian Reservation, probably about 70, 80 miles, more like southeast up here, between here and Fort Lauderdale. If you're ever that way, stop by and see us. Tomorrow night we'll be over at Country Style. No, I'm just kidding. We'll probably just drive by. Last night we did. We were in Tampa the last couple days. We froze our noses there. It's good here. In old South Florida. This year has seen many changes, I'm sure. A good family here in Naples. Probably one of the prominent people here in Florida, here in Naples, passed on to the better lands where God has prepared. Mrs. Cori Osceola, we miss her. God bless her soul. You know, it's people like her. To us, me, to a lot of people. Paul Haggard wrote a song called Mama Tried. First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing. Could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. Spite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me. Pleadings I deny. guitar right there. Ronnie, back on the drum.
About 1900s, I think it was, last part of 1800s, 1900s, and there was a man by the name of Joe Bowers out of Kissimmee. He was a cattle rancher, and he had some Indians living pretty close to where his ranch was. He wanted some ranch hands, so he approached these Indian people, and they agreed since they knew something about cattle work. Well, went up there and gonna give him some pay. So Joe Bowers, the white man, was writing down these names. What is your name? And one would say like Two Feathers or something in Indian, and another one would be Crying Wolf or something in Indian. And he got to the point where this other man, he couldn't pronounce his name. I don't know what he would have been. So this other Indian man, since he knew that Joe Bowers could not pronounce his name good, next day when he come back, he said, my name is Joe Bowers. So he became Joe Bowers from that point on, and the Bowers took off. And that was your great-great-grandfather, wasn't it? I think it was. Let's see, your grandfather was Andrew Bowers, so it was Andrew Bowers' father, your great-grandfather. So that's how the name Bowers began in our tribe. So here's Lucy Bowers.
Okay, we're going to pick up the beat a little bit here. I'm going to start out with a song that was made popular by Marie Osmond. It's entitled Everybody's Crazy About My Baby.
Everybody's got eyes for my baby, but
you. This next song is a country song that was made popular by Reba McEntire maybe about 2 years ago. It's entitled Whoever's in New England. By Kathy Mattea, and it's entitled Full Time Love.
I took an ad in the Daily News, said I'm looking for a real life situation. It's the only thing left to do for a victim of a runaway. Do, so baby, please. want me to do. So baby, please reply. I'm looking for a full-time love. A part-time lover ain't good enough. I'll keep searching and I won't give up till I find me a full-time love. I'm looking for a full-time love. A part-time lover ain't good enough. I'll keep searching and I won't give up till I find.